WTAW News Time is 6 after 7, 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Another large hotel chain wants to build in College Station.
Tonight's city council agenda includes a rezoning request for Embassy Suites to build on the north side of University, east of Texas, between Jane and Eisenhower. Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously endorsed the request to build a 162-room hotel and a two-story parking garage. The president of the Houston Development Company proposing the project, Ted Ent, explained the process of locating the hotel's 95-foot tower.
When we looked at sight lines going out of the windows, we wanted to make sure that our guests, of course, had sight lines going out into a sort of a horizontal standpoint. And also, we didn't want to look directly down. So, in other words, if we put the tower directly on Jane or directly on Eisenhower, we'd be looking directly down on things, and we didn't think that was appropriate either.
A second zoning change request comes from property owners in one of College Station's oldest neighborhoods. P&Z supports stopping new college student housing from being built in the McCulloch subdivision, which is bordered by Holloman, Welsh, Oney Hervey, and Nevada. The council has also been asked to approve another zoning change recommended by P&Z, allowing the owners of the Crestview Retirement Community in Bryan to build next to Christ United Methodist Church off Highway 6. $75 million project features 135 units from independent living to memory support. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council spends more than 20 minutes and takes three votes to decide what's been in the past a routine appointment of board members overseeing BTU operations. The reappointment of Bentley Nettles and Ben Hardman was approved by five councilmen. Rafael Pena did not issue a vote, which came after failing to delay action, then trying to consider separate motions for each candidate.
I'm just an elected official, but I do retain that right and that authority to not approve their recommendation and to ask them to have another candidate.
Pena wanted time to review all qualified applicants, something Chuck Konderla said he already did.
I stand by those experts that are on the BTU board, both experts in energy or legal or electrical or whatever it is that put them on the board, their expertise, and I stand by their recommendation of these two men, and I appreciate the service of everyone on that board.
Al Sines also voted against the reappointments. This week's Bryan City Council meeting was the first time there was a public reference to extending University Drive across FM 158, but it's not a new idea, according to Mayor Jason Byinski.
In the old days, it was called the Copperfield Loop that looped around Copperfield Subdivision to 1179 all the way to Old Reliance and then to Highway 21 and continuing. I think in the future, you're going to see a loop around Bryan College Station. Mm-hmm. This would be a continuation from University Drive.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Byinski says there are developers interested in building homes and retail businesses. The council is considering in the city's capital improvement plan spending $4 million on the first phase starting as soon as 2 years from now. Bryan police responded in force to a 911 call yesterday morning of a home invasion burglary. Sergeant Ryan Bona says this was on Old College between College Main and Welburn Road.
Some residents were inside of their house and they thought they heard a noise of someone trying to break in. They called us on 911, and as the gentleman was actually entering their residence, we actually saw the suspect fleeing out of the residence.
2 hours after the 911 call, officers found 33-year-old Christopher Breedlove of Bryan hiding under a carport on Woodson Drive. He was arrested for residential burglary with the intent to commit theft and evading arrest. The occupants in the home were not hurt. WTAW News Time is 10 after 7. It's 70 degrees. More news at 7:30, or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
How long is your summer chores list? Fence line, road repair, brush removal? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the toughest jobs. John Deere 3E tractors. These workhorses come with 0% financing for 84 months and include a 5-year Power Guard protection plan. That's John Deere performance and protection you can trust. And the payments aren't bad either. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com.
Offer ends October 30th, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See dealer for details. Exclusions and limitations apply.
All across Texas and beyond, people are buying from Tom Light Chevrolet. Why? Because we constantly challenge ourselves to give you unrivaled savings. With the most competitive internet pricing available, there's no need to drive all over the map for the best closeout deals of the year. Tom Light Chevrolet has the largest selection of Silverados, Cruises, Corvettes, and Camaros in the Brazos Valley. You want more for your trade? Come in and get a free cash offer on your old car with no obligation to buy. Tom Light Chevrolet is your official Auto Trader trade-in marketplace dealership. Feel free to walk away with cash or use it as a down payment on your new Chevy. Because we know that when you see these amazing closeout prices, you'll never want to shop anywhere else. That's why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Come and see our team at North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or shop us online all the time at tomlight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Good morning, it's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Weather continues across the region unabated into the weekend. Again, we could use some rainfall. It's not in the forecast due to high pressure to the north. Sunshine in 95 to 100 this afternoon. It'll be clear overnight, 65 to 70. We're sunny and hot again tomorrow, 95 to near 100. Tomorrow night, clear with lows around 70 degrees. Looking ahead to Saturday, sunny and hot. Highs range from 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Texas A&M football almost running out of practices with just 9 days leading up to the first game. We'll have more there. Also, Major League Baseball, and they're trying to move the St. Louis Rams to the Los Angeles Rams, and St. Louis is going, we ain't paying for a stadium. So we'll have more on that, too, coming up here in a bit.
A little music this morning because it's 70 degrees outside. You recognize this song?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Of course you don't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just needed to wait for the words.
That's exactly right. So, full page ad in the New York Times and the Chicago Tribune and others. An open letter from Burger King to McDonald's. Good morning, McDonald's. We come in peace. In fact, we come in honor of peace. We know that we've had our petty differences and how about we call a ceasefire in our burger wars? Here's what we're thinking about. Peace One Day is a nonprofit organization campaigning to make Peace Day, September the 21st, an annual day of global unity. Yeah. They have a powerful relaying call, a rallying call, which is, who will you make peace with? Which has inspired us to come up with an example of what we think could be an olive branch in the burger wars. That's right. The McWhopper.
The McWhopper.
All the tastiest bits of your Big Mac and our Whopper united into one delicious, peace-loving burger. Developed together, cooked together, available in one location for one day only, Peace Day, September 21st, 2015, with all proceeds benefiting Peace One.
Now, if you, in one location.
Yeah, that's what it says.
So, if you could take the burger from one and the French fries from the other.
Yeah, yeah.
Because McDonald's French fries and anybody else would be okay.
Well, you know, McDonald's has nothing to gain from this deal.
No.
You have to figure. Spokesperson for Burger King says, we're being completely transparent with our approach on this. Because, yeah, it's... people think about that. We want them to take this seriously.
Whatever.
Yeah. It would be amazing if McDonald's agrees to do this. Let's make history and generate a lot of noise around Peace Day.
Good marketing, though.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and then, of course, when McDonald's says no, they look like the jerks.
They're the bad guys.
Right.
Yeah.
So best thing to do is just not say anything.
So on September 22nd, Burger King runs an ad that says McDonald's hates peace.
That's right. Yeah. We tried, but they wouldn't do it. Because, you know, then they want to get snarky and go, anything on our burger is better than everything on your burger. So see how it works out. While we're in the world of food, once again, our UAP. Chelsea, I don't think you've been on here since we've discussed the whole pumpkin spice latte thing.
Oh, they're using real pumpkin this year. Yeah.
Okay, in what? At the expensive coffee place?
Yes, at Starbucks.
Well, so what, do they have a square of pumpkin and a toothpick and you get to dip it in there?
No, no. But they are saying they are not using the artificial caramel coloring this year, and they're using real pumpkin puree in the flavor or something.
I don't know. I found a gift card in my truck, and so I went there this week. I haven't been there in like 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I go once a week at least.
So what'd you get, Scott?
Free is great. Hello?
Yeah, why stop at the McWhopper? Why don't they put Ronald McDonald clown makeup on that creepy king on their commercials?
Good idea. Yeah, not a bad
just
idea.
Make him
at
a
all.
Little more creepy.
That's exactly right. I go in and I get a regular coffee, a medium regular.
Do they laugh at you?
That would be a grande, Scott. Yeah. That would be a grande.
Of course it
do
would.
Do they laugh at you?
No. But I think she asked me 3 questions before she could give me the coffee. And I guess you could tell from looking at my face, she said, I only have one more question.
Oh, yeah.
I just want
coffee.
Coffee.
Gotta get coffee.
Would you like light, dark, or medium roast?
Yeah, see, she asked me that too. Hello.
And McDonald's has already turned them down. They said something like, well, we think we can partner on something more meaningful than just a publicity stunt.
Good.
Partner.
Oh, excellent.
Good response, Mickey D's.
McDonald's hates peace.
Right back at you.
I'm
yeah, but no. They're
no,
gonna,
they're no. willing to like pair up with like an actual charity event
something.
Or something.
Yeah, they'll come up and do that. All right, so anyway, so you are a pumpkin spice person?
I get one occasionally. Okay. I don't necessarily drool over the fact that they're coming out, but yeah. I get one every once in a while.
And again, I suppose. Well, but the
it's
thing
fine.
Is, they're trying to introduce the flavor to us in so many different ways. I think Oreos. Oh, did you see Donald Trump says he's not going to eat Oreos anymore because they're outsourcing? Yeah, they're outsourcing the production.
They make them. Nabisco's moving all their stuff to Mexico.
So he says I'm not going to. Like, he was a big Oreo fan anyway.
Right,
but, yeah,
exactly.
Anyhow.
No, he said, no, I have them a lot.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're on the plane or what.
He says a lot of things.
That's right. Yeah, I have a sleeve of them on the G5. Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Anyway, but so we got pumpkin spice latte, whatever. Now we have pumpkin spice latte flavored
Oreos?
M&M's.
Oh.
Yeah. The M&M's inside won't have the usual rainbow. They'll be colors that you would expect for the autumn.
For the fall.
Ivory brown and orange. So there you
ivory.
Go.
Yeah. Ivory M&M's.
Yes.
That's code for off-white.
Yeah. And if you don't like that, remember they've got the pecan flavored, or pecan if you're a Yankee. Yeah. Now, see, that, again.
Pecan?
One or two might be interesting. But that's it.
Yeah. I mean, like, are there bits? Like, is it kind of like the peanut M&M's?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Or are they just pecan flavored?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking flavored. Yeah, they got
okay. They don't actually have little pecan chunks.
Probably not. And here's the thing you have to be concerned about. I mean, they start looking, their production people start looking at this. They're going, okay, how many of these off-flavored things do we need to do? How many of these pumpkin spice and how many of these pecan? All right, let's do 133 million M&Ms or whatever with these. You know, because once you get it started, you need to produce enough to make it worthwhile because
sure.
You're going to have to come back and retool and clean your equipment, all that. So that's going to be just like, that's going to be the candy corn of the future. You're not going to have any idea how old that stuff is.
That is so true.
So today is the day if you want to try this because they're not going to get any better.
Right.
All they're going to do is get older.
All they're going to do is go into storage
that's it.
And
that's
come out year after year.
Yep.
Who knew that Scott was a connoisseur of M&M's?
Not that I am. No, you know what I like is I like the pretzel M&M's. I
ooh,
think those are
I
good.
Do too.
Those are pretty cool. That's that was a neat concept. That was kind of off. I think Chase and Tom were on the show with me, and I snagged some of those at a grocery store. I think the first week they came out, and they had no idea what they were eating.
Yeah. No, those are pretty tasty.
Yeah. And they're kind of chubby. I mean, they're a little bit different looking, but it is. That part's all right. But, man, I don't know if I can do the pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Well, while we're talking about weird food, how about one more?
Okay.
We've been talking about, I guess, in the past few weeks, how beer has really spread into other areas. I mean, we've got breakfast beers now that taste like grapefruit or banana. They do.
Mm.
And a banana beer?
Well, I can think
I think banana would be better than the grapefruit.
I don't know. I've tried it. I don't know. If you look at some of them that have the some sort of a citrus flavor, you know what? Like Blue Moon has a citrus flavor to it.
So that's true.
It can work
like that.
The Ruby Red Shiner Bock is good.
It's not either. Anyway, so they move into other things like coffee and milk stouts.
Right.
That's out there.
Ooh, the coffee porters are awesome.
Okay. Dogfish Head made a beer with breakfast meat, and recently we learned that Wheaties has inspired a beer.
Ooh.
There's a Count Chocula beer.
Oh.
So cereal's covered. So what's left? What's left is Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts?
San Francisco-based 21st Amendment Brewery is now entering the breakfast beer niche with toaster pastry and India Red Pale-inspired Pop-Tarts.
I did see this on Twitter last week.
Toaster pastry will first be introduced at the brewery coming up this Saturday.
I could see it working.
All right. Now, and this is not the only place where Pop-Tarts has broken through to the next market. A couple of months ago, we had the story about the Disney World park selling Pop-Tart breakfast sandwiches. This would be the Pop Century Resort at Disney World selling a sandwich with eggs, bacon, and cheese between two Pop-Tarts.
That's pretty
nasty.
Yeah, that's gross.
That doesn't sound like that would be anything.
No.
Hello.
We also carry two beers that are root beer-based beers.
Yeah?
Coney Island root beer and Not Your Father's root beer.
Oh, okay. Now, I've heard about Not Your Father's.
I saw that, too.
I was reading that article.
That sounds awesome.
There was an article last week in one of the papers about that. And the thing is, it's got colors. I mean, it's like pink. Some of them are pink, and they have red ones. And Not Your Father's is kind of interesting. But if you don't want to go with alcohol, they also got a root beer shake at Whataburger. So I'm just letting you know. I saw a sign for it, not that I tried it. But again, good root beer is great to have.
It's mighty fine.
Well, it is. And, you know, it can be kind of distinctive. And actually, if it's homemade, it's a little bit stronger than what you get in the bottle.
It's a lot more rooty.
Yeah. And less beery.
Exactly.
All right, here we go, 7:23.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage and Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
If you're looking for the perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, Amish Furniture for Generations is the place to be during their Builder Special Sale. Save 10% on these exquisite tables and chairs. There are over 300 styles available. Pick from a huge selection in the store or have one custom built the way you want it. Hurry in today to Amish Furniture for Generations and order now to get your custom built table and chairs by Thanksgiving. And save 10% during their Builder Special Sale going on now. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit, now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Get 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. 13 grand! You may have noticed all the hot pink plates driving around town. That means someone just saved thousands at College Station Ford Lincoln. And you can save 13 grand on 2015 F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. And if that's not good enough, get 0% for 72 months on all new 2015
Fords, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Find out more at collegestationford.com. Huge truck sales this summer have earned us extra trucks from the factory, along with extra incentives. 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s only at College Station Ford Lincoln. Plus, all F-150s come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Take a free ride today with 0% for 72 months at College Station Ford Lincoln. CollegeStationFord.com.
More room for you and your friends now at Peach Creek Vineyards. Their new tasting room is complete, so now bigger groups can come out and enjoy the wines that they have available for you. And just the whole experience, it is Peach Creek Vineyards, because, you know, they have a pavilion out there, which is great if you want to have, well, you could actually have a casual wedding out there if you wanted to, but any kind of a family get-together and then enjoy the wine and enjoy the entire surroundings at Peach Creek Vineyard. Coming up Friday, they have a wine and cheese fundraiser, by the way, for the American Cancer Society. There'll be live music and raffle and such. That's from 6:30 until 9:30. And then on Labor Day Sunday, it'll actually be the grand opening of the tasting room, and there'll be some live music for you from 5 until 8. Now, the regular hours at Peach Creek Vineyard, Fridays from 1 to 5, and Saturdays 12 to 6, and Sundays 1 to 5. So enjoy it then, or other times are available too, if you just be in touch with them about that. You can bring your own snacks out there if you want to, or you can purchase some there. And in addition, they have a great number of gift ideas. They're kind of, if you have a wine-centric friend, then Peach Creek Vineyards can help you out there. If you want some more information about everything that's going on at Peach Creek Vineyards, you can find out more at peachcreekvineyards.com. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. High temperature today, about 96 or 97. Winds will kind of lay down and won't be too bad. And again, it cools off tonight. 67 will be our low temperature tonight. And then as we move on through the weekend, the lows won't be quite that cool, but they'll still be around 72 or so. So it'll be pleasant. Again, during the day, back up into the middle 90s, and no chance of rain in the forecast till we come to Monday. Right now, we've got calm winds, 87% relative humidity, and it's 70.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The parents of a 12-year-old kid attending an elite Massachusetts boarding school are suing the school over its Wi-Fi service. The kid is identified as G, the student. He attends the Fay School in Southborough, 25 miles east of Boston. His parents, referred to in a lawsuit as mother and father, claim that an upgraded Wi-Fi system put in 2 years ago caused their son to experience headaches, nosebleeds, nausea, and a bunch of other stuff. The lawsuit says that G, the kid, suffers from electromagnetic hypersensitivity syndrome. Yep, invisible Wi-Fi rays supposedly harming little G, because he's super sensitive to this stuff. The school's not rolling over. They had their Wi-Fi network tested, and it falls within all safety standards. But G's parents want the school to turn off the wireless service in his classroom or go back to hardwired internet service, or they want the wireless service turned down, or they want to be accommodated some other way. And for their troubles, they want $250,000 in damages. Their lawyers say that they want to work with the school to find a resolution, but they want little G to be able to attend his classes in a safe environment. Now, the mother and father of G might be suing the wrong people. I mean, who invented the internet? It was Al Gore. Who pushed the tax increase on phone bills to bring broadband service into the schools? It was Al Gore, and he's loaded deep pockets. And he also believes a bunch of other junk science, hoax theories, global warming. I mean, sue him! Go big!
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now, because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending vending machines. We've already identified prime high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 1515. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 1515. That's readyforfresh.com, code 1515.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Property owners in one of College Station's oldest neighborhoods is asking the city council to approve a ban on building large homes meant for college student rentals.
The Planning and Zoning Commission supports the restrictions sought by residents in the McCulloch subdivision, which is south of the Lincoln Recreation Center. There are 139 single-family homes in the area bordered by Holloman, Welsh, Oney, Hervey, and Nevada. All but 10 of the homes are one-story. 8 of those 10 are two-story that have recently been built. More than half the property owners want new construction to be limited to one-story single-family homes. For the second consecutive meeting, the College Station City Council is considering a proposed retirement community along Highway 6 next to Christ United Methodist Church. The owner of the Crestview campus in Bryan, Methodist Retirement Communities, has the endorsement of the Planning and Zoning Commission. A zoning change is required to turn 12 acres into a $75 million campus of 80 independent living, 30 assisted living, and 25 memory support units. MRC President Ron Jeanette addressed concerns of one parking space per bedroom and whether that'll be enough.
There'll be some single people living there for certain. Some of the couples will be down to one car. And these units we're currently looking at between 1,000 and 1,500 square feet, and those are larger actually than what's at Crestview and Bryan.
Jeanette says College Station will be MRC's 11th location. A third proposed zoning change before the council that has the P&Z's blessing would bring Embassy Suites to town. The 162-room hotel with a two-story parking garage would be located on University, east of Texas, between Jane and Eisenhower. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan City Council is looking at adding to its growing list of capital improvement projects the first phase of extending University Drive east of FM 158. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Mayor Jason Byinski says the idea has been around for years to create a loop from that intersection through the Copperfield subdivision past FM 1179 and eventually to Old Reliance Road and Highway 21.
We have a lot of developable land that's either landlocked or you can't access, or the very, very little frontage that we can't get to without a loop. So I think if we put in the loop, which again the council is very supportive of, that will definitely help with some of these new projects we're looking at. We've got several subdivisions and commercial developments that would like to be out there.
City staff has proposed spending $4 million, some as soon as 2 years from now, towards the project. What has been in the past the routine appointment of members to the board in charge of Bryan's electric utility took the city council 3 divided votes at this week's meeting. Art Hughes, who represents the council on the BTU board, voted for reappointing Ben Hardiman and Bentley Nettles.
We're very fortunate to have board members like that, and I don't have any problem at all voting to reappoint them.
Al Sines voted no after saying he wanted the BTU board to have a broader perspective of ideas, input, and concerns.
Maybe reflect a broader segment of the community, as opposed to just the narrow view of individuals who historically, habitually have been appointed to that board tend to reflect a certain a certain belief.
Mayor Jason Byinski addressed the board members who were in the audience.
And I appreciate, Mr. Hardman, your willingness to serve on this committee. Colonel Nettles, your willingness to serve on this committee. And I will be voting to support these two gentlemen for reappointment to the BTU board.
The reappointments were made in one motion. An attempt to consider them individually and a motion to delay action both failed. The state comptroller is seeking an opinion from the attorney general on how to proceed after officials questioned the constitutionality of $233 million in line item budget vetoes made by Governor Abbott. Last month, the nonpartisan legislative budget board called the vetoes unprecedented. Abbott's office responded by sharply criticizing the board. 240,000 low-income Texans will be affected by the state reducing what is paid to Medicaid providers of therapy services. That's after the State Health and Human Services Commission told a judge yesterday they will reconsider the lower rates. After a court hearing, the agency said the cuts will still be implemented, though it won't happen next week as originally planned. Occupants of a Bryan home called 911 yesterday morning when they heard someone trying to get inside.
Not only did they call 911, but they stayed on the phone and gave us continuing updates until we arrived on scene. Obviously, we always recommend that people call 911 if there is an emergency and stay on the line as much as possible until they're told to disconnect.
Sergeant Ryan Bona says officers saw the would-be burglar leave the residence on Old College between College Main and Welburn Road.
We had a very heavy police response with that due to the type of call. Being it was a home invasion, everybody that was available went. We had at least one canine in the area helping with the search, and we were able to locate him hiding under a carport in that 500 block of Woodson.
33-year-old Christopher Breedlove of Bryan was found 2 hours after the 911 call and was arrested for residential burglary with intent to commit theft and evading arrest. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 70 degrees. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There are approximately 260 different models of automobile, and the one place you can be sure will have the right battery for virtually all of them is Batteries Plus Bulbs. No matter what kind of vehicle you have, you can trust us to have the Duracell Ultra battery you need and the free battery testing and no appointment necessary installation you want. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, save $10 after mail-in rebate on Duracell Ultra Premium Gold and Platinum car batteries. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates, and having been to your office, more than once, obviously, as I've done two houses with you guys. You have a whole lot more people working for and with you than just people that are selling houses. There's a whole lot of behind the scenes folks there.
Right. Why? Right. Well, OK, so take, for example, our listing department. We've got a lot of people in there. We've got somebody who's working with our clients from the beginning. If they need to get bids on getting any updates or repairs or anything like that done, they're going to oversee the work, make sure everything, the people show up on time, do a great job. We've got stagers that are coaching people a little bit on decluttering, bringing in staging items that stay true to the feeling of the home. Of course, we've got people who are working with our photographers, pre-listing information, gathering surveys and all those information, all that information to make sure that we're TREC compliant, real estate commission compliant and all those good things. And then, of course, somebody who's listing the property, somebody who's calling for feedback. So we want to make sure all of our people are covered.
To get the right team, go to zarealestate.com.
If you're looking for the perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, Amish Furniture for Generations is the place to be during their Builder Special Sale. Save 10% on these exquisite tables and chairs. There are over 300 styles available. Pick from a huge selection in the store or have one custom built the way you want it. Hurry in today to Amish Furniture for Generations and order now to get your custom built table and chairs by Thanksgiving. And save 10% during their Builder Special Sale going on now. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure to the north, controlling the weather right into the weekend. The heat continues. There are really no chances for precipitation. The high is suppressing any moisture well to the south. Sunshine in 95 to 100. Clear tonight, 65 to 70. Sunny tomorrow, 95 to 100. Looks great for high school football games tomorrow night. Skies will be clear. It'll be warm. In fact, tomorrow night will fall back only to 70. Then sunny Saturday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, I get my guy covered up. You know, same thing in the whole unit. We get all our guys covered up. We're so talented in the backfield that, you know, those guys are going to find the holes, you know.
That's Joey Cheeks on the offensive line and what they're doing now with a new and improved running game for Texas A&M. More on that. We'll also get you caught up with Major League Baseball as the Astros are in the pennant race, plus more in sports here in about 10 minutes.
All right. Okay. The shower thoughts coming up in a few minutes.
Woo! Yoo-hoo! Well,
so while we're talking about sports, Kenya has produced 79 Olympic track and field medalists. Actually, zero have come from the field, okay? So it's all been track.
Track.
But Julius Yego could end that streak next year at the Olympics in Rio, as he'll now be considered one of the favorites in the javelin after winning a gold in the event Wednesday at the World Championships in Beijing. Because Kenya produces mainly track stars, he had to take a rather unorthodox approach in his training. 26-year-old does not have a coach. He learned to throw the javelin by watching YouTube.
Yep. I don't doubt it at all.
That's pretty cool. That's not bad at all. And I guess you got plenty of room out there. You don't have to worry about anybody running in front of you. But I find that to be fascinating that he said, okay, I don't have a coach. I'll find a way to do this.
And I did that in college. And that is
what, won a gold medal in the Beijing Olympics. No, okay.
I will come over there.
you learn to do from watching YouTube?
No, there wasn't anything
YouTube.
What I'm saying is throwing the javelin, literally athletically, was one of the hardest things I had to learn to do. Because it's not like you throw anything else, ever. It's just a very weird motion, yeah. And to learn it from YouTube is pretty awesome.
Well, it is. It's not bad at all. So anyway, good luck. Hope that works for him. So we were talking earlier about double barrel baby names.
Yes.
Okay, double barrel baby names are first names that have a little hyphen thing in there. Like, Lily Rose. Johnny Depp has a daughter named Lily Rose, apparently. Kate Moss has a child named Lila Grace. That's your Hollywood types.
And they actually have the hyphen in between the two names?
Right,
okay.
Right. In the UK, where hyphenated first names are really hot, 1 in 6 baby girls have double barrel names last year. So
wow.
Watch for that to trend to America. We'll see. Anyway, I think that would be different and odd, but
I kind of like it.
We're not so used to hyphenated names in U.S. America as much as they are in Europe and things like that.
But
so.
I think why it'll trend here is because people have a hard time picking one.
Oh, okay. That's true.
You know, I think that people are now getting more obsessed with the names and trying to think of new, clever ways to name their child.
Right.
Unfortunately. Spellings. Yeah. So the spellings, and now if they can, you know, combine it with two of their favorite names and throw a middle name in there, then.
Well, see, now I see a cottage industry. We're going to have print-on-demand coffee cups.
Yep.
Because, you know, you won't be able to go in and find your hyphenated names in there.
Yeah, and then, like, monogramming, and it's just going to become all sorts of nonsense.
See how all that works. So, just for a minute, I just wanted to talk about this area of 139 houses off of Welborn Road that have apparently enticed or convinced the Planning and Zoning Commission, College Station, not to let those single-family homes be torn down and have really, really big structures that might tend to have more than one unrelated person, five unrelated, six unrelated, how many unrelated people. I don't get exactly why. And I guess it's a different Planning and Zoning Commission than allowed what happened, and I think allowed is what the proper
word
is.
That's the catcher.
For the entire area behind between George Bush and up at George Bush in Welborn, because those are nothing but those ginormous houses now. And if you go and you drive on Montclair or Highlands or any of those streets right there, right across from campus, that's it. I mean, you get behind the businesses that are along George Bush, and there's nothing but these ginormous houses.
Right.
And I feel really, really sorry for people who have lived there, and that's been their neighborhood. So it's not so much that I applaud the Planning and Zoning Commission from College Station now, I do, but I want the former members of that Planning and Zoning Commission in College Station from 15 years ago to look back and see what you did to your city right there. Look at what you did to the Grove streets of College Station, what you did to Fidelity Street. You turned those into nothing but monstrosities that are not going to be pretty 10 years from now, and they're going to have to come down and tear those down and rebuild them. So I'm thinking probably the right thing to say is I applaud what this P&Z has done. Maybe they looked at the mistakes that were made by the earlier P&Z. And I understand it was all about business. It's about you buy a lot so you can sell a lot for more than you bought it for. That works. But I'm hoping that they finally put the brakes on it in College Station. I hope the Planning and Zoning Commission and Bryan is watching and listening, and that they do the same thing in Bryan. But that's just my opinion because I have this microphone.
Okay. But do you feel better?
I do feel
better. That's really all that matters.
Well, it does. But, well, I wonder, I don't know how many of those homes in that 180 homes, some odd homes, are owner-occupied or if that's investment property. Now, I went and perused a couple of the streets, and I recognized some of the names of the families because I went to school with some of those people. So those names have lived in that area for a long time, I think. And so I think there's probably a pretty good number of people who are owner-occupants, and that has a lot to do with it, as opposed to maybe some of those earlier streets where that was investment property, and their whole intent in buying it was so that they could turn it into a profit by doing, you know, something else with it. Hello?
Hallelujah and amen, brother.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's just, and what's sad is, and I'm not saying that that's going to keep, you know, duly driving college students from taking over that area, but they won't be doing it with these monstrous houses. They
four
won't
and
allow
four,
that.
Five and
yeah,
five,
they
whatever.
Won't allow that kind of stuff to happen. And again, I feel sorry for the folks around the College Hills school, Southwood Valley, that area over there, because that area has changed into rental property, and students are living in what would generally be called single-family dwellings and clogging up the streets. But don't get me started again. I was in a good mood. All right, so here we go. Shower thoughts. Shower thoughts, just things to think about. We could all be allergic to dinosaurs and never know it. Female deliverers of mail should be called male ma'ams.
Male ma'ams. Okay.
Only if you're in Texas.
Okay. Aim of the biggest loser is to become the smallest winner.
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So, why does a newborn baby, the information on the newborn baby include its weight? Because when a person dies, they don't tell you how much they weighed.
Good point.
Titanic swimming pool is still full.
Oh, God.
Say it.
Wow.
Clapping. Okay. The act of clapping is actually hitting yourself because you enjoy something. And only one company is allowed to produce the board game Monopoly, which is rather ironic.
A monopoly on Monopoly.
Very special all summer long. Now through the end of August, when you transfer your old family films and videos, you'll get two DVDs for the price of one. So look under your bed, back of the closet, and up in your attic and find those old films, videos, and photos. Then let 2Video convert, preserve, and protect them in high-quality digital files for future generations. 2Video is online at 2video.ws. or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You create the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I've been thinking lately about the courage we need to take risks and strike out into unknown territory in order to succeed. I'm sure a lot of that has been brought to my mind by an audiobook I recently listened to on the journals of Lewis and Clark. They were the duo that led the first expedition west across the Rocky Mountains to the Pacific coast. They faced danger at every turn. One of their journal entries said, "The prairie was set on fire, and we narrowly escaped the flame." A few days later was this entry. Three men were badly frostbitten from exposure. That was quickly followed by this one. "The wind is so filled with dirt that we are compelled to eat it, drink it, and breathe it freely." It goes on and on. They were attacked by bears and wolves, and they struggled against sickness, overturned canoes, and rugged terrain that they traveled for miles and miles every day. But these men overcame it all and went down in history because they had the tenacity to stick it out. Our challenges probably don't include bears or 100-foot cliffs, but we need a similar tenacity. Without it, we'll give up on our goals the moment things don't go our way. Henry Ford once said, "Obstacles are those frightful things you see when you take your eyes off your goal." I like that. It's a reminder that challenges won't derail us if we'll keep our focus on what we're after. For Focus on the Family, this is Jim Daly.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me. We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When news breaks, he's there at the heart of the story.
There is no better way to show you the scope of our lead story than from the air.
Feeding is the word we're taking right now. It is, in fact, a taste of freedom.
When lives change, he's there to listen.
You want your child to be able to walk outside and feel safe and feel like they're important.
When it really matters, you can depend on him.
It's a lot to try and understand here and much to learn.
NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:51. 9 days from the first game, 15 days of training camp down, and senior offensive lineman Joe Cheeks spoke with 12man.com following yesterday's practice about the new run emphasis for the A&M offense.
You know, I get my guy covered up. You know, same thing in the whole unit. We get all our guys covered up. We're so talented in the backfield that, you know, those guys are going to find the holes, you know. You know, and I really think we've done a good job of that this fall camp. You know, those guys have really shined, and you know, all those guys back there are going to hit the hole hard. And you know, I'm really excited to see what they can do as well. It's going to be a big game.
Aggie football gets back to work later on this afternoon with day 16 of practice. Johnny Football's elbow soreness isn't going away, and the Browns quarterback will likely sit out Saturday's exhibition game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Manziel didn't throw at practice again after an MRI showed no structural damage. Coach Mike Pettine acknowledged for the first time that the 2012 Heisman Trophy winner has dealt with elbow problems since he was in high school. Texas A&M's Shamir Little claimed a silver medal on the final day of the 400 hurdles at the IAAF World Track and Field Championships in Beijing, China. Little, who will be an A&M junior this upcoming season, continued to add an impressive collection of medals amid her first two seasons as an Aggie. In 2014, Little won the NCAA, U.S. Junior, and the World Junior Championships. This year, she set world-leading times at the SEC, improved her world-leading time defending the NCAA, claimed the USATF championship, and then went on to win the Pan Am Games. In Texas Major League Baseball action, Evan Gattis did it again.
Gattis drills this deep to right field, going back as Beltran at the wall, and that's gone! Into the second row for Gattis. He homers for a second straight day. Number 21 on the year, and it's 1-0 Astros.
Gattis hit two home runs, and the Houston Astros beat the New York Yankees 6-2. The AL West leaders improved to 71-57. And with the win, the Astros have achieved their best season since 2010. The Astros have the day off today. They'll be in Minnesota for the Twinkies tomorrow. First pitch at 7:10. And the Rangers got thumped in the Big Apple last night.
A 2-2 to Edwin. Ends as a drive to left center field. It's deep.
It's gone! Into the Blue Jays bullpen. It's a grand slam for Edwin Encarnacion. And the Blue Jays now lead the Rangers 10-2.
Edwin Encarnacion hit a grand salami to extend his hitting streak to 21 games as Toronto walked on Texas 12-4. Kobe Lewis issued four of the season-high 11 walks by the Rangers pitchers. And Texas manager Jeff Banister said Lewis just didn't have his best stuff.
Kobe struggled. Seemed to be uncharacteristically flat tonight, not a whole lot. Struggled with trying to find a rhythm and trying to make pitches, and really with what he had and what he was competing with, I felt like he competed very well.
In other Rangers news, they've added left-hander Chris Rierich to a waivers claim from San Diego and assigned him to AAA Round Rock. Texas also sent catcher Carlos Corporan to AA Frisco for his second rehab assignment since spraining his thumb in July. The Jays and Rangers get back after it this afternoon in a matinee at 1:05. The Little League World Series is heating up as Lewis Berry, Pennsylvania, and Japan have advanced to the bracket of champions. Lewisburg shut out Pearland 3-0 yesterday, and they'll either meet with Pearland again or Benita, California, in Saturday's United States Championship game. While Japan moved on with a 5-4 decision over Venezuela, they'll take on Mexico or Venezuela again for the international title. Those two teams will meet then later on for the championship. In the NFL, the St. Louis Rams could be just a little closer to returning to Los Angeles after Missouri legislative budget leaders said they oppose spending taxpayer money on a new football stadium. House Budget Chairman Tom Flanagan sent a letter Wednesday to Governor Jay Nixon warning that he will block any effort to put money into the state's budget for payment on a new stadium unless the legislature or voters first approve the additional debt. Nixon and St. Louis Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority are working to piece together money for a new stadium as a counterproposal to the efforts by the Rams owner, Stan Kroenke, to move the team to L.A. Speaking of L.A., the 2026 Olympic Committee has stalled amid questions about potential runway cost and the impact on neighborhoods already strangled by traffic and congestion. The city council has been expected to vote on a proposal to give Mayor Eric Garcetti broad authority to execute agreements linked to the bid, but the vote has been pushed back until at least Friday. And finally, in Major League Soccer, Kevin Doyle headed in the winner in the 79th minute, and the Colorado Rapids beat the Houston Dynamo 2-1. Colorado hasn't lost to Houston since 2009. And that's your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care for living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care. Go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I noticed Mom was forgetting things more and more, and she needed more help than I could give her on my own. That's when I called Visiting Angels. Mom's caregiver is specialized in memory care and keeps her on an active routine. With Visiting Angels, Mom can stay in the home she knows and loves. And because Visiting Angels works with veterans and their spouses, we were able to use the military benefits from Dad's time in the service for her care.
Find peace of mind in knowing there are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Find out more at visitingangels.com.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Norma G Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Norma G Tractor. At Norma G Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot land pride shredder complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695 or 10% down in payments of only $156 per month. Norman G asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Norman G makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Norman G Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normangtractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G Tractor.
For your car, your home, your